Are Hamas and Israel on the verge of a long-term truce?
6 months ago, they fought an 11-day war. During that time, Palestinian militants fired thousands of rockets. Israeli warplanes bombarded Gaza. More than 250 people were killed, most of them in Gaza. And since then, the two sides have operated under a tenuous ceasefire.
It's been 6 months since the war. What has changed now to try to reduce tensions between Hamas and Israel?
Well, there's been a big leadership change. Israel has a new prime minister, Naftali Bennett. And after the war, his government got tough, and it said Israel will not allow for large-scale reconstruction of all the homes and all the infrastructure that was damaged in Israel's bombings on Gaza unless Hamas agrees to release Israeli captives that it holds in Gaza. So that is Israel's tough public stance, but we are now seeing that Israel is relaxing its conditions a little bit, and we're seeing some small movement toward a truce that is a little more robust.
And Daniel, you were just in Gaza. What did you see there?
I saw some examples of these sweeteners that Israel is offering Gaza for Hamas to continue to maintain the ceasefire. So one example is that as I was crossing into Gaza, I saw crowds of Palestinian day laborers walking through this usually heavily fortified Israeli border crossing, walking into Israel to work. And usually Israel lets in very, very few people in from Gaza. And now Israel says it's allowing about 10,000 Palestinians from Gaza to work in Israel. It's the highest number in years. Another really surprising thing I saw was that some construction of damaged homes destroyed in Israeli airstrikes is beginning. The UN is coordinating this reconstruction with international aid money. And usually Israel tightly restricts construction materials going into Gaza because the concern is that, according to Israel, Hamas fighters could use them for rockets and tunnels. But we're seeing in recent months Israel allowing Gaza to import cement, rebar, almost in unlimited numbers. So that's just a couple examples of ways that Israel is trying to stabilize Gaza a little bit while it is negotiating with Hamas this bigger deal.
And the two are sworn enemies. I've been that way for a while. What do these talks look like, and what exactly are they negotiating?
Right. Israel and Hamas don't talk to each other directly, so they're indirect talks. Egypt is the mediator in the middle. So you see Hamas officials have gone to Cairo, and then Israeli officials have gone after them to Cairo. And there are three main issues that they're trying to reach. First, a long-term truce. So no fighting for maybe several years. Second, they are looking to agree on a plan to rehabilitate Gaza, to reconstruct those destroyed homes and the infrastructure, and, you know, Gaza faces chronic humanitarian problems and crises. And then the last part is the most sensitive part, a prisoner swap. So Israel, under such a deal, would release Palestinian prisoners in exchange for Hamas releasing two soldiers' bodies and two Israeli civilians.
So how close are they to a deal then?
A lot of reports and a lot of rumors about progress. It's really hard to tell. It's a hard sell in Israel to make a deal with Hamas. But I think the bottom line is that these negotiations are not aimed at achieving some grand peace between Hamas and Israel. This is about giving Palestinians in Gaza slightly better lives and delaying the next war maybe just for another few years.